lenses, filters, accessories. Distance between the center of a lens and its focus. Focal length
is the number in the lens name, which is expressed in mm. Focal length is the number in the lens name, which is expressed in mm.
Camera lens with a focal length approximately equal to the diagonal of the negative 50 mm for a 35 mm camera. Standard lens
is camera lens which gives a field of view similar to that of the naked eye. Standard lens is camera lens which gives a field of view similar to that of the naked eye.
Variable length lens. Zoom lens.
Allows you to change perspective easily by changing the focal length. Zoom lens allows you to change perspective easily by changing the focal length.
Fixed lens, unable to zoom in or out. Prime lens
forces you to zoom with your feet, but is often lighter and have better quality than zoom lenses. Prime lens forces you to zoom with your feet, but is often lighter and have better quality than zoom lenses.
Lens for macro photography. Macro lens
is designed specifically for close focusing. Macro lens is designed specifically for close focusing.
Lens, which produces images with a strong visual distortion. Fisheye lens
has wider angle of view than the sensor format, therefore it squeezes the edges to fit, which creates the distortion. Fisheye lens has wider angle of view than the sensor format, therefore it squeezes the edges to fit, which creates the distortion.
Lens with wider view than the standard one. Wide-angle lens
has focal length smaller than the diagonal size of the film format or digital sensor. Wide-angle lens has focal length smaller than the diagonal size of the film format or digital sensor.
Lens, which has longer focal length than the standard. Telephoto lens
typically have focal length from 70 mm to 200 mm, and an angle of view between 10 degrees and 30 degrees. Telephoto lens typically have focal length from 70 mm to 200 mm, and an angle of view between 10 degrees and 30 degrees.
Lens with focal length at least 200 mm and field of view from 1 degree to 8 degrees. Super telephoto lens
is best for capturing something from a very long distance. Super telephoto lens is best for capturing something from a very long distance.
Lens often used to eliminate parallax error in architectural photography. Tilt, shift lens
in digital photography creates a spot focus effect, which makes the scene look smaller than it is. Tilt, shift lens in digital photography creates a spot focus effect, which makes the scene look smaller than it is.
Spot which connects the camera body and a lens. Lens mount
is mechanical and often also electrical interface between camera body and lens. Lens mount is mechanical and often also electrical interface between camera body and the lens.
M42 mount. T mount.
The letter T in lens stands for the brand Tamron, one of the main producers of camera lenses. The letter T in T mount lens stands for the brand Tamron, one of the main producers of camera lenses.
Extremely small lens mount system. S mount.
Lenses are usually used for board level cameras or micro head cameras. S-mount lenses are usually used for board-level cameras or micro-head cameras.
Most common type of lens mount used in machine vision applications. C-mount.
Lenses are also used for 16mm movie cameras, closed-circuit television cameras and microscope phototubes. C-mount lenses are also used for 16mm movie cameras, closed-circuit television cameras and microscope phototubes.
Very similar to C-mount but with a 5mm shorter flange focal length. CS-mount.
Lenses are built for the smaller formats than C-mount lenses. CS mount lenses are built for the smaller formats than C mount lenses.
Commonly used mount types: Canon F, Nikon F, Sony E, Pentax K, Fujifilm X, Leica L.
Some of the commonly used are Canon, Nikon, Sony, Pentax, Fujifilm, Leica. Some of the commonly used are Canon F, Nikon F, Sony E, Pentax K, Fujifilm X, Leica L.
Adapter which will allow you to use lenses, which defaultly aren't compatible with your camera. Lens mount adapter
is very useful device which allows you to use almost any lens you want. Lens mount adapter is very useful device which allows you to use almost any lens you want.
Optional part between camera's body and a lens used for telephoto lenses. Teleconverter.
A is used to further extend the focal length of a telephoto lens. A teleconverter is used to further extend the focal length of a telephoto lens.
Optional part between camera's body and a lens used for macro lenses. Extension tubes
are used in macro photography to further extend the zoomable area of the lenses. Extension tubes are used in macro photography to further extend the zoomable area of the lenses.
Card with a color of 18% gray. Gray card.
Taking a photo of a before any photo shoot helps to ascertain a correct white balance from the light found in the scene. Taking a photo of a gray card before any photo shoot helps to ascertain a correct white balance from the light found in the scene.
Filter, which limits the amount of light hitting the sensor. Neutral density filter.
Usually placed at the front of the lens, is used for long exposures in the daytime. Neutral density filter, usually placed at the front of the lens, is used for long exposures in the daytime.
Filter, which darkens only some parts of the scene. Graduated neutral density filter
is a neutral density filter, which is graduated from the center upwards. Graduated neutral density filter is a neutral density filter, which is graduated from the center upwards.
Filter which helps to eliminate reflections, stop glare and even darken skies. Polarizing filter
is usually placed on the front part of the lens. Polarizing filter is usually placed on the front part of the lens.
Filter which eliminates the problem of moiré. Low pass filter
blurs what actually reaches the sensor, which may lead to loss of some details. Low pass filter blurs what actually reaches the sensor, which may lead to loss of some details.
Filter which is supposed to cut out UV light. UV filter.
Having a UV filter on a DSLR isn't really necessary, because these modern cameras are usually good in dealing with UV light. Having a UV filter on a DSLR isn't really necessary, because these modern cameras are usually good in dealing with UV light.
Filters which are used for adjusting the colors or tones of the exposure. Colored filters.
There are many types of, such as light balancing, color conversion, fluorescent or black and white ones. There are many types of colored filters, such as light balancing, color conversion, fluorescent or black and white ones.
Colored filter often used for black and white photos. Yellow filter
is one of the most popular types of color filters on black and white photography. Yellow filter is one of the most popular types of color filters on black and white photography.
Device which makes it possible to put filter with bigger thread size on a smaller size lens. Step-up ring.
Ring simply enables you to adapt filter and lens accessories with bigger thread sizes to lenses with smaller thread sizes. Step-up ring simply enables you to adapt filter and lens accessories with bigger thread sizes to lenses with smaller thread sizes.
Device which makes it possible to put filter with smaller thread size on a bigger size lens. Step-down ring.
simply enables you to adapt filter and lens accessories with smaller thread sizes to lenses with larger thread sizes. Step-down ring simply enables you to adapt filter and lens accessories with smaller thread sizes to lenses with larger thread sizes.
Device which blocks the sun or other light sources to prevent glare and lens flare. Lens hood.
If a photographer uses it, is located on the front end of a lens. Lens hood, if a photographer uses it, is located on the front end of a lens.
Portable three-legged stand. Tripod.
Provides stability to the camera, therefore enables you to use longer exposure time, shutter speed. Tripod provides stability to the camera, therefore enables you to use longer exposure time, shutter speed.
Part of a tripod to which the camera is attached. Tripod head.
There are several types of, such as three-way, pan and tilt, pistol grip, ball. There are several types of tripod head, such as three-way, pan and tilt, pistol grip, ball.
Type of tripod designed to be used in areas that are impossible for a traditional tripod. Gorillapod.
Is flexible tripod with legs made of flexible balls, which are easy to bend and wrap. Gorillapod is flexible tripod with legs made of flexible balls, which are easy to bend and wrap.
One-legged support for a camera. Monopod.
Is an alternative to tripod, with which you trade some stability for ease of use. It is lighter, quicker to set up and move. Monopod is an alternative to tripod, with which you trade some stability for ease of use. It is lighter, quicker to set up and move.
Monopod usually used for taking selfies. Selfie stick.
Is well known as a phone accessory, however, some of the better quality ones are possible to use even with a camera. Selfie stick is well known as a phone accessory, however, some of the better quality ones are possible to use even with a camera.
Device for remote control. Remote trigger.
Allows you to take a photo without physically pressing the shutter button on your camera. Remote trigger allows you to take a photo without physically pressing the shutter button on your camera.
Flash that is not built into the camera body. External flash.
Is very often used for portrait or event photography. External flash is very often used for portrait or event photography.
Equipment which bounces the light back into the scene. Reflector.
This is a cheap option to bring more light into the scene without using an extra light. The reflector is a cheap option to bring more light into the scene without using an extra light.
Rounded flash connected to the camera, or if it's a bigger one, standing separately as a tripod. Ring light.
Ring light connected to the camera body is usually used for macro photography or portraits. Ring light connected to the camera body is usually used for macro photography or portraits.
Narrow flat strip of firm and flexible material used for securing the camera. Camera strap.
Usually comes free with the camera itself, however, there are many other options in the market. Camera strap usually comes free with the camera itself, however, there are many other options in the market.
Bag specially designed to carry the camera and lenses. Camera bag.
Is a must-have for every photographer, who wants to keep their equipment safe when carrying it on field. Camera bag is a must-have for every photographer, who wants to keep their equipment safe when carrying it on field.